NFTs. They are absolutely everywhere. They are unstoppable. Kind of like you and me, Trav. You can't stop us.
Well, you can only hope to contain. You know, you can't completely stop. I mean, you might put a speed bump. Yeah. I know there's quite a few speed bumps in our little community here in Palmas del Mar, but they can't stop us.
No, they can't stop us because there's nifties everywhere. And today on this episode, we have Michael Wagner from Star Atlas. Oh, this game looks to be super hot, yo. And speaking of super hot, the lighter that belongs to Bro is probably hot because he's always using it.
It is 40 minutes past 4:20 for him, so he's probably blazed.
Absolutely. And then we've got some damn tasty corn chips, some big announcements, some other fun things coming your way. A nifty show episode number 54. Dang, here we go.
Looking into the future, what do we see? It's lined with digital collectibles. We call them NFTs. Games, trading cards, digital art, and those crypto kitties. Travis and Joel are the hosts, you'll know. Travis and Joel say this won't blow. They're locked and loaded, so ready, set, go! It's the Nifty, really kind of spiffy, the Nifty Show.
Number 54, I am Joel Com.
It might be 55.
Number, is it? Producer Aaron.
Yeah, because I put 54 on the show notes for the one that we did the Nifty News on, but either I'm wrong on that one or we're wrong on this one.
Oh, she just corrected it. 54 or 55. I can't show 55. Well, whatever, we're live and whatever show it is, it's this show. It's episode number now.
I can't show 55.
The Quid app is supposed to be going live with the Group B of blockchain heroes. We're going to talk more about how that thing is absolutely blowing up in the Quid app later, but we have our first guest in the waiting room with us. He is the CEO of a game company that is producing a very cool space game built on blockchain with blockchain assets. It's called Star Atlas, and I think we've seen this dude somewhere before. It's Michael Wagner. Wags, what's going on, dude? Are you out in space?
I am out in space. What's up, guys? I've been trapped in the metaverse for the entire day, unfortunately.
Dude, ground control.
To make That's fantastic. Swag. Yeah,
Major Tom. I'm wearing my NASA shirt in your honor, bro.
I love it, man. Thank you, Travis. Yeah. How are you doing? Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you. So Star Atlas. I love the spaceman. That's nicely done, good sir. So tell the folks about what is a Star Atlas, and you know, what's it all about?
Yeah, so this is a pretty deep rabbit hole, but I guess let me just start with the fact that so Star Atlas is a space themed MMO video game and metaverse concept. What really differentiates us from what is existing in the blockchain gaming space is that we're developing this out to AAA quality gaming standards. So we're going to be building this game in Unreal Engine, UE5, when that becomes available later this year. And what that does is delivers cinematic quality graphics rendered in real time. Right. And so the gaming experience that you're going to get through us is something that is really going to be of the highest quality tier. It's something that will be attractive, entertaining, and engaging to the mainstream audience, not necessarily a crypto gamer, but rather just the you know, one of the 2.7 billion gamers around the world. Now, what we've done to enhance this experience is introduce and incorporate blockchain financial incentives and mechanics. So that includes, as a starting point, having all assets truly owned by the players as NFTs. So everything from your ship to your crews, components, the virtual land that you can purchase, buildings and structures and mining equipment that you place on that land, all of these things are NFTs. Virtually everything in the metaverse is an NFT. Now, next to that, we have two crypto native assets within the game. So that's the Atlas token and the Polis token. Atlas is effectively your in-game gold. It's in-game transactional currency. It's used for everything necessary to operate the economy within the game, right? So like repairing your ship, refueling your ship, going on missions, upgrading items, all of these things are done.
And wait, we got to buy gas?
You do not have to buy gas. We are fully funding. So what I didn't mention, I guess, at the start is that...
I mean, fuel for my vehicle. Like, I got to pull up with my spaceship and get myself some gas.
You absolutely do, man. You absolutely do.
You're running low on fuel. Like, I thought we're supposed to use, like, space fuel or something, like, powered by solar or some shit. Or, like, you know...
These are power... They're power thrusters, but, you know, the energy consumption is still real, right? So what we're actually building in the game, though, is intended to closely replicate a true and legitimate economy. Like, you know, once again, differentiating ourselves from what exists in the legacy gaming space and how the economies function there, which are almost ubiquitously hyperinflationary across these games. So we're trying to get away from that. This hyperinflationary infinite release of assets. Every asset in this game is finite by nature, finite in supply, which is what lends to some of the utility and the value of the underlying NFTs. And so we have these two crypto tokens next to that, the in-game currency, and then Polis, which is our take on a governance token. Where this is really compelling is there's an in-game strategic component to political domination. Right. And so our core game pillars are space exploration, territory control, and political domination. So it's this grand strategy AAA title built around exploring space. The political domination is driven by Polis, our governance token. And so you are. So, yeah, go ahead.
Is this kind of like, you know, EVE Online is one of the longest running MMORPGs, but it's really, I believe it's text based, right? And it encapsulates a lot of these same ideas.
EVE Online is it is an MMO. It is a 3D virtual world. It's you know, a game that's still largely played today. If you were to compare our game to something like EVE Online, we are I would say we take inspiration from the economy of EVE Online, some of the gameplay mechanics of Star Citizen, and the economic underpinnings of Entropia. And so Entropia is not a game that's really well known, but they had a fully functioning real transactional economy in that game that was based on a centralized peg, which they were the facilitators of currency deposits into the game and out of the game. But nevertheless, what we're delivering here is an experience where players are actually able to earn income, generate yield, and you know, benefit from true asset ownership. So a true play to earn model that's being delivered through Star Atlas in a AAA quality gaming experience.
There's a lot going on here. For those of you that want to check out the site, it's staratlas.com, just like it sounds. And I'm looking here at these meta posters. What are these all about?
Yeah, it's a great question. we effectively made our formal announcement in January 14th of this year, kind of our debut to the public. And that was related to a seed round investment from FTX Alameda Research and Project Serum. That kind of propelled us into a private sale of tokens. And the first milestone that we had for the company was to deliver this digital art experience that is titled Rebirth. And so this is a 14 poster campaign each week. It's a 14 poster campaign that takes place over 14 weeks. And each week we unveil a new poster. So currently we are on the final day of poster 2 that you're looking at right now. These we call these meta posters, but they're multimedia posters. Each one of them is digital art that was created entirely in-house by our team, and it's coupled with audio soundscapes produced by mainstream musical talent. So in this first poster, we partnered with Blondish to produce the track, and Jason Silva, who's a well-known futurist, nice. To produce an audio voiceover of that. And all of these are also coupled with an augmented reality experience. So Joel, if you wanted to, for your users right now, if you went into that view experience link that's beneath the rotating poster, now your users right now could actually use their cell phone to scan one of these QR codes. Right? I'm going to pull it up in either Instagram.
I'm going to be a user right now, and I'm going to scan it here on Instagram. And then I go to, so you guys, I'm going to wait while you guys scan this, because then I'm going to go to the picture, right?
That's right.
All right.
I have a question. So is this Ethereum-based token? Because I noticed that I was just curious, like, you can't connect a MetaMask, which is how a lot of people are used to connecting to some of these games. I'm seeing a bunch of wallets I've never heard of before. What's the thought process behind that?
Yeah, so I totally skipped over that part. We are building on Solana. And we've done that for, you know, we selected Solana for a number of reasons, but...
Sound
kind of play there, but the as I said, each one of these has a great like audio soundscape behind it. But Joel, were you able to get to the AR to work?
Oh yeah, I'm seeing ships fly by and the flames are coming out of the rocket, and yeah, it's very cool, and awesome. It's kind of got a 3D feel to it.
Yeah. So yeah, we're building on Solana. Solana has essentially checks all the boxes that we needed to deliver a gaming experience of this quality on chain. First of which just being the underlying tech, right? Super high transaction throughput at greater than 50,000 transactions per second. Low latency, sub-second finality on transactions. So it settles in less than 400 milliseconds, which if you guys are gamers, you know, like you hate lag. Right? Lag is the worst thing. It will get you killed all of the time. And so it's super important to have low latency on state changes. And then on top of that, the transaction costs across the network are 1/100th of a penny per transaction. So nice. You start onboarding millions of users from the mainstream that are all trying to complete actions in game. And we're recording all of those actions on chain. It is super, super critical that we're able to deliver a solid experience. An uninterrupted experience of gameplay. So, And then on top of that, we got, you know, we really caught the wave on the explosion of Solana. We're kind of like the hipsters of Solana. I was talking to them back in September of last year, and there were maybe 20 to 25 projects being built on Solana. And, you know, today it's over 150 easily every week. It, you know, just goes up significantly. So we feel good about the ecosystem and the partners we've been able to form. Or partnerships we've been able to form. And, finally, just having that connection to deep, deep infrastructure in cryptocurrency. You know, so as I said, FTX, they're a direct supporter of us. You know, that has repercussions, long-term repercussions and benefits to us as a company. Same thing, Alameda Research, going out and doing market making for our tokens when they become available. And then just having the entire tool set that is Project Serum behind us. As a toolkit that we could plug directly into our marketplace. So when you're looking at Rebirth, the poster sale, all of those transactions are taking place on chain through a decentralized exchange, through a direct integration with Serum. So it's been immensely beneficial for us. I'm really ecstatic that we selected Solana, and we think we made the best choice.
Well, and I don't think you can name any names yet, but it's my understanding that you've got some pretty big influencers that are wanting to be a part of this.
Yeah, I'm humbled, to be honest. I mean, hey, you guys wanted me on the show. I'm humbled by that at a minimum. So thank you guys for having me on, by the way. But
well, if you would have told us you were going to be in this, you know, little baby spacesuit floating around there, I wouldn't have even thought twice about it. Like that is the best entry I've ever seen anybody make.
You know what? Who was the one? The whale guy. What was his name? The Mr. Whale.
Whale shark.
Yeah, he had a fun little one. He was. Is that a zoom? Is that a zoom filter? What is that?
Yeah, so it's called a Snap Camera app. Is what it's Snap Camera is the application.
Oh yeah, it's the Snapchat like one.
Yeah. Yeah, filters. Cool. Just let you have filters.
Yeah, not quite as sophisticated as this. Yeah,
that's pretty fancy. So let me ask you this, because we've talked about Solana. I've personally never had any. Which wallet is most similar to MetaMask, where there's like a Chrome extension?
So there's multiple at this point, to be honest. Solid is the one that's produced by the Project Serum team. Phantom is an up and comer. It's one that I'm really supportive of. They are still in closed beta right now, but they'll probably be live within 20 to 30 days, I would say. But what I really like about Phantom is, one, they have a beautiful UI. On top of that, they're integrating what's called Wormhole, which is it's the Solana Ethereum bridge, which supports everything from ERC-20s, ERC-721s, ERC-1155s. So you can bridge assets from Ethereum directly over to Phantom, the browser extension, through the wallet, right? And then on top of that, they also are adding NFT support, so you can view the metadata. You can actually view your NFTs directly in wallet. So some of these are features to come. They're not available yet. And as I said, still in closed beta. But they are distributing codes. I have access to Phantom right now. And I think it's just a super promising and compelling wallet. It syncs up with your MetaMask, right? So your MetaMask and your Phantom effectively become one and the same. But now you're able to interact with both Solana and Ethereum.
I am the Phantom of the blockchain. So when do we get to play?
Yeah. So this rebirth campaign that we're going through right now, which includes all of these posters, we have various in-game bonuses associated with them, and there's a rewards tab on there. So you can kind of look through that if at your leisure. But even going through, say, the first poster. Now we only sell these it's varying time. There's a chart on the intro page. We don't have to jump right into that, but effectively, we sell these posters for less and less time, but they are open edition. So each week, we reduce the amount of time, and then each week, the price actually doubles. So the first poster was $64. The last poster is $262,000. Now, the idea here was to be both inclusive and yet cater to the exclusive, right? So everybody can buy a $64 poster. Now, those are currently trading at something like $215. We just closed that sale last Sunday. But the rewards that you get for owning that were worth $58 in in-game assets, including ships, including land claims, including mining equipment, mining drills in your orbital space station, as well as some exclusive perks that will never be available again. So the badges that accompany these rewards will come with some lifetime benefits. We don't exactly know what those lifetime benefits are going to be, but it might be seeing us at a conference or joining us at an after party event or some exclusive in-game private access or even maybe a whitelisting of a private sale, something like that. And we'll work those out over time. But this takes us, so this series, this event, takes us all the way up until the end of July, July 24th. And when we complete that, the rebirth campaign, the idea is to launch our mini game, which is an in-browser experience. It will allow you to participate in land crafting and mining. It will allow you to participate in space exploration and ship missions. It will allow you to construct orbital space stations. They are limited in scope in terms of gameplay, but what it does provide is the ability to immediately start generating some revenue and income off of the assets that you own. Now, from there, going into, call it mid 2022, is when we'll have our first fully immersive 3D experience built in Unreal Engine. And this will be a ship configuration module, not all of the gameplay mechanics. As you guys are probably aware, a game of this scope is going to take at least 5 to 7 years to really fully build out. And when you start to incorporate the potential of the metaverse into that, a place where you can socialize, you can experiment with politics, you can experiment with microeconomies. This is really kind of a lifetime vision for us, but we're deep gamers at heart. We're building something that we love, that we're passionate about, and we're here for the long haul.
That's exciting. You guys might be one of the first NFT solutions kind of playing around on Solana yet, right? I mean, of the 125 or 150 that are on there now, like, you guys were one of the first to kind of integrate some of this stuff, it seems like.
Yeah, I don't want to be uninformed. I think we're the first NFT marketplace on Solana, on Serum. We're doing that to launch our own products. Naturally, we're not kind of an open marketplace where anybody can sell anything, but I would say we're very progressive within the Solana ecosystem, and we have a ton of support from not only Solana but Project Serum, and as well as all of the numerous projects that are launching there.
Well, clearly you and the project are on your way to the moon, so we're going to be watching closely for what you're doing. The website, staratlas.com. When do I have to buy one of those posters before they go off sale?
I'll bring you into the helmet cam for the close.
Oh, you just came down to earth. Nice to see you. Yeah. Breathe. Oxygen.
I was Ken Bozak.
Yeah. Bro, you can come in here now and say hi to Mike.
Kenny, I haven't talked to you forever, man. Can't hear you.
You gotta unmute yourself, dude. You're good. You can come say hey. We're gonna say goodbye to Mike, but I know you want to say hi to him. Say words, Ken.
I think he's got the wrong mic hooked up or something.
That's all right.
There we go. Something there.
There we go. How goes it? Long time no see, bro.
Yeah, brother. How are you?
I'm good, man. I'm good. I'm loving the art right behind you.
Oh, thank you. It's an very NFT. Bro-ish.
It's an NFT. It's beautiful.
Thanks, man. Thanks. So Joel, yeah, just to finish off your final question. So the posters, as I said, every week they come on sale, right? And so poster 2 is closing out tomorrow at 3 p.m. PST. Okay. So we always launch.
I got time. If you guys are watching the show now, you got time to get poster 2, but you have to open a Solana wallet, or are you just any wallet that's got USDC in it?
No, so we're selling on OpenSea as well, but obviously you're subject to kind of the transaction fees there. So we are selling on OpenSea. If you want to purchase through our portal, which has the best viewing experience, then I would encourage you to set up a Solana wallet. I also use Solong. That was the one that I was using previously, was Solong, but there's a number of browser extensions. And then some of the quickest paths to get onto Solana would either be through FTX or gate.io. You can actually withdraw direct to your Solana wallet. Alternatively, go to Binance, purchase some Solana, move it to your Solana wallet, and then use radium.io as an LP AMM to liquidate that into USDC. And then make sure you save like 10 bucks worth of Solana. You do have to pay the transaction fees on the network right now with Solana, so don't sell it all. Because you won't be able to transact. But
a lot of those don't like the U.S. citizens. I think you named all of them. FTX doesn't like Americans. I think Gate does. Binance doesn't. Damn, we need some U.S. friendlies out there. Get us some friendly bros. Yeah.
I blame the U.S., not the services, though. You know, exactly. I blame the SEC for that.
True.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it. Good talking to you again. And we're going to be keeping a close eye on Star Atlas.
Love it. Thanks so much, guys.
It was good to see you again, bro.
You too, Ken. We got it. I love your background, by the way. That's awesome, man.
Thank you.
I don't know if you love Morty's. It's a Rick and Morty like garage, or
yeah,
it is. Nice. Yeah. Okay,
that's not a background. That's his real home.
It's a replica.
Awesome, guys. Later. Thanks so much. We'll see you soon.
See you, Wags. The bro in the house. What is happening?
My mic doesn't sound good. This one, for some reason, doesn't want to work right now. So I'm using my laptop's built-in microphone.
Well, screw that other mic. Forget that mic. Yeah, okay. There you go. I dig the background too, man. That's great. It makes me want to like change mine to The Simpsons or something.
I like the Seinfeld one. I'm always looking for the Superman, though. You know what I mean? It's like every
scene. I think it's cut off right. Oh, it's right there. It's over. Just
can you move the camera? I think
Cosmo Kramer took it.
They don't let you like adjust it.
Yeah. I should be able to go like this, and the whole house moves.
Right. Dude, you've become a cult of personality. And a cult all at the same time. You knew about NFTs. We bro-broified you in Blockchain Heroes. That took you like down the rabbit hole. And now you've got your own brand and you're putting out NFTs and people are snapping them up, faster than the finest weed that you smoke. They're like, no, give me.
I got lucky doing a lot of collaborative things with different artists. You know, that's really what I think was like that secret sauce was I don't make any of my own animations or any of the art that I'm selling. It's all different artists that I'm working with. So I bring in a whole different group of people that are collecting different artists' works every time I collaborate. So I probably have one of the most like collaborative collections on Atomic Hub with like over.
Dude, I'm going to say whatever mic you're using now sucks.
All right, let me try to get
this that. You're covering it up. You're covering
mic check. Hey, is this one working now?
I don't know. Way. Tap on it. No. Hey,
does
Mike.
Does it sound better at all?
Yeah, you sound a little better. I don't know why.
Like, whenever you had your hand a minute ago, like it sounds like you're like covering up the mic or something.
Huh.
Makes for great podcasting.
This looks like it's actually working now. This all one, right. Since I knocked it over, does it sound better?
You sound good now.
All right, good.
And you look like about 0.2% more handsome too. So I don't know what happened there, but it worked.
My camera got scared because I abused the microphone.
That's good. Did you get a face tattoo?
Yeah, I got a NFT face tattoo right there.
What is
Damn,
it?
So you're like a couple stages away from being a full-on rapper.
Yeah, dude. I had a meeting with Rap Snacks, you know, Master P's company and all them. And I actually have three IPs that I'm working on that they gave me license to do NFTs of. So, and yeah, we were talking about putting my face on Rap Snacks. So it's just like, once I got out of that meeting, I was like, well, I need a much cooler face if I'm going to be on Rap Snacks.
Okay. So you said, here comes a tattoo. Did that hurt like a sumbitch?
Dude, the least painful tattoo I've ever got. It was weird. I don't know. I told the tattoo artist when I got up, is this going to fall out when I get a shower? Like, it was the least painful.
Wow.
This is the one that started it all right here.
That's the one. That's it.
The Bitcoin bro who is now had multiple variations. I just typed it in here. He's been a sticker. He's been enchanted. He's been a sketch. He's been sketchy. And this one here, I think, you know, might be my favorite, the 3D trophy of the bro.
I love it. I think that's the one I have maybe listed for like $1 million because I really don't want to get rid of it. But if somebody bought it, I'm donating the money to charity.
Well, you own the one of one. You own this one right here, the smoky version of the bro.
Oh, yes, that's right. Yeah, I got the mint one of one. That one's up. If anybody wanted to grab it and donate to charity, that's what's going to happen. And what's cool is if you look underneath that, to the left of it, I think even my bong is an NFT in a game. Yeah.
Of course it is. Of course it is.
Well, you have a specific bong.
Right there.
Have-
yep. Yeah. In Van City, my bong made it into the game. It's a weapon to defeat zombies with.
You can defeat what?
If you look real close at the top, you can even see the stickers that I have on my actual bong.
Oh my
nice. God. That's wow. Good. You are, that is true. Cult of personality there. It's like you're like the perfect intersection between marijuana and cryptocurrency.
Yeah, I'm very grateful that just somehow this personality is that blend. You know, that's the two things I care the most about, you know, cannabis and crypto.
And now NFTs. So it's like NFTs, crypto, and cannabis.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I don't even know. NFTs are just like blood to me. I don't think I can live without them at this point. That's why I got the face tattoo, is like to let people know this isn't a future rug pull. I'm not going to just stop doing this. This is a quite literal lifelong run for me, just for the fun of it. And, you know, every time I look in the mirror in a call like this, I know there's no turning back.
Yeah, there you go. So I remember chatting with you, I think it was in 2019 or something. Maybe it was in Miami, 2020. It was before that. Maybe it was before that where you had sent your business card to Joel. And I think that inspired Joel then to go maybe create his business card on Engine or something. Was that correct? Like, when was that? 2018, 2019?
I think that was at Miami in 2018, right? At Mo's event.
Yep, Mo's event. I think it was 19, though. You showed me your business card on Engine. I'm like, oh, damn. And then I went and I had it done, and I started handing those out. And then along comes Wax, right?
Yeah, it makes everything so much better. And what you're showing the audience right now, what I think is really cool, is that one, the Loco Kenbo number 3 and the Rhythm X Ken, all of these are made by my, you know, community. So this is all fan art. So if you look at the schema, it says fan art. And every single dollar that's comes from the drop all goes to the creator of this art. So we've raised, if you look at the templates under that scheme, I think there's 7 or 8 artists we've helped raise $1,000 each for, trying to help them either pay their rent or maybe even help them get to the Shitcoin 2021 event that I'm doing. Just helping, 7 artists already raised $1,000 each from the community by buying $1 NFTs that there's 1,000 of per edition.
This one's
nice. Great. This one's good. And then these NFTs are stakeable on our planet, I've noticed, for some pretty solid yield. Like the Ken Bosak NFTs on our planet, some of them, like I had the twerking Ken or whatever.
Twerk Ken.
It should have just been called Twerk Ken, which would have been good. But yeah, I think it's like 300 Ether an hour or something silly. Like, so you got some pretty good yields on your NFTs.
Yeah, the fan art hasn't been listed yet, but it has been approved by the Our Planet team. I don't know what value or when, but fan art's the only one right now, I think, on the waiting list. But everything else has been approved and been given a value. If you go to NFTforsale.com, at the very top of the website, you can see the stakeable value of each one. And I don't know if you guys all remember. I remember being on the show early on when we were talking about Our Planet. And I was like, yeah, I love them, but I'm not going to use them unless they add my NFTs. And I just kept like silently protesting while also promoting them. So I would tweet out like, Our Planet is the best, .. Wish I could stake my NFTs there. And after a couple weeks, they kind of caved in and just like showed me some love. And I had Bonds on the podcast to talk about what Our Planet's doing. And after that pack launch with their lands and everybody kind of playing alchemy, you know, with the currency and all the elements. And I just see so much potential, especially looking at like Alien Worlds as like another catalyst of similarity.
Look at this dude here. Wizard.
Bosa. Yeah. I'm the original Blue Wizard.
you and I did something fun because in Nifty Wizards, the Telegram game, there are wizard cards, right, that are collectible. And you and I both had a card done for us. What is yours called?
The Shill.
The Shill.
Sir Shill. Yeah, something like that. Sir Ken the Shill or...
Sir Ken the Shill. There it is.
There it is.
Okay, so this is the one right here. That's Sir Ken the Shill. And then
you're the original Green Wizard, it looks like.
Right. Mine is called Joel the Fun. And it looks like this. You and I did something really unusual. You want to talk about that?
Yeah. So when we were doing this, I thought it would be, you know, pretty cool and a way to show kind of my gratitude and love and kind of, it's a bro marriage on the blockchain. We swapped mint number ones of each other's, you know, cards from the game. And nobody's doing that right now these days, you know, and I just thought it would be cool if you hodled my mint number one and I hodled your mint number one. And, you know, I don't know exactly that. It was just really cool thought. And I didn't expect you to accept it. I just was like, yeah, Joel's going to bat this down. It's too silly. But I really appreciated the love when you said, yeah, man, let's swap.
I will hodl you. It's kind of like when you spit shake, you know.
Exactly. Right? Exactly. I'll never dump you, bro.
I'll trade you my number one mint, baby. I'll trade you mine. All right.
Chicka chicka mow mow.
Let's see if we can sire them like we can with Crypto Kitties.
Oh, I mean, the dApps are coming. You know, so many interesting things are coming thanks to this whole, like, you know, burning and blending and combining to generate new things. I don't see why it would be impossible to think one day the Ken the Shill and Joel the Fun wouldn't be able to breed some kind of fun of shill.
Oh my gosh, that would be so weird. Whatever
that would be, the weird, that's the weirdest one.
There's a piece of art I actually worked on with Ali Spagnola. You had her on your podcast recently. I met her out in Miami. If you go to my templates in this one, in the collectibles, it's the Scrambler. And I got her to name it. It's the two giant heads kind of wrapping around each other in an or that one right there. Yep. So she named it and I actually passed her the keyboard and I was like, here, you type it. Cause it's almost like you holding the paintbrush, you know, and kind of stroking the canvas. So she got to name this.
Who made this one?
AJ's the artist, but Allie got to name it for me. And then what we did was we sold it for $1. But what I did in the smart contract was I showed Ali that I could pick a random community member that hodls my NFTs, take their wax address, put that in the receiving address in the smart contracts on Blocks. So every one of these that were sold, the dollars went immediately to some random address I picked who was collecting my NFTs. So I showed her, you know, you could sell art for $1. let somebody else receive all the funds. And if you look at what this is going for, it's going for about $100, which means I'm getting 10% of that, which is $10, which is $9 more than the original sale, which is still 10% less than the original buyer made. So the community is making 90% more than anybody.
Wow, that's pretty impressive though. You're muted, Joel.
So is this like future Ken after you lose all your lovely locks?
Yeah, I think this is an older version of myself as some form where, yeah, the locks just fall off out of neglect because I don't think I'm taking care of them right. They're just natural dreadlocks. Eventually, I mean, I wake up sometimes and one or two are on a pillow.
Is that what those are?
That's what they're calling them. I just say okay. It's unbrushed hair. Really unbrushed hair.
Shower. That's what I thought it was. But they don't have one of those in the lab there, I see. So that's good.
That's what I was going for, though. Yeah, so this is one of the more expensive NFTs I've made. It comes with the two pieces of art. One is that little badge at the bottom that highlights the rarity. This is the main feature. And it was kind of just like a play on, you know, this is going to be pretty expensive. I'm going to eat all your money and buy Bitcoin. So buy my NFT so I could buy Bitcoin. And that's the Popeye version.
It's supposed like the Sailor Man.
So are we going to get around to that collab?
Yeah, man. I had an artist working on it, took all my money and ran. So I have another artist trying to put something together. I ain't going to lie, though. The Rap Snacks thing kind of became a priority out of nowhere. And they really wanted to get that done because they want to show people like Cardi B and, you know, Three Migos and all of them. Like, so they're using this as a proof of concept. But yes, there is a collab coming, and you can tell, you know, as much as I do. So you can tell them as much as you want to tell them, but it is coming. And I do have it on the list of things to do after these next three pieces of art.
Well, I think we'll leave it as a surprise, but it is a Bad Crypto X Bro collab. There will be a unique NFT that will come out from the Ken Bosak gift collection, and everybody will have an opportunity to get it. Oh my gosh, there's a Where's Bro, Where's Waldo? Bro,
so this was actually from somebody in the community. They asked if I could do this for them and asked an artist to make it because they were always trying to find where I'm at when I'm traveling, and it's hard to find me at a venue or at a conference because I'm always smoking under a different tree somewhere. So they were like, Ken, can we get like a Where's Bro NFT? And yeah, so a lot of the things that you see are different requests that my community will actually submit to artists and say, hey, can we get, you know, a Pokemon one, or can we get, you know, a Bob Ross looking one or whatever. And people will just make it and I sell it. I give the money to the artist and I kind of just live off those residuals off the secondary sales.
I love this. This is Adam Bomb style GPK heads blowing up and you're having chicken and meat.
Yeah, I wanted to troll them a little bit. I'm not sure how legal half of the shit is that I'm selling, but I used the word parody in the metadata. So that'll be an exhibit A if I ever have to go to court. But I did use the word parody, put my likeness on it. Hopefully that's enough that, you know, it'll fly. Yeah. But you look down, you can see how many of my NFTs are staked on our planet right now. Almost 10,000, which is a lot considering I don't sell many. I have like a really scarce amount of art because I only sell up to 420 pieces at a time.
I did not know you could do that. So you could see, so I can look for any collection and go down and see s.ourplanet. We'll show you how many assets are staked.
Yeah, so this is how I picked the address when I was showing Ali how to, you know, who I wanted to get the money from the sale. I scrolled down and just saw who was like number five, right, of all my NFT hodlers. And I picked whoever's address was in the top five and they got all the money. So I could give back to somebody who already gave to me.
All right. Well, I just learned something new. So where do I go? Where would I go? Just scroll.
Oh, you got to click on your collection. It goes by collection name.
Yeah, so I'm on in one. Here. Oh, yeah. There we go.
Holy 137,000 of them.
Oh my gosh.
It's a lot.
Yeah. Wow.
That's a lot of staking going on right there.
That's steak and bacon, baby. And oh yeah, the collab that we're going to drop will 100% be stakeable somewhere in like the 10,000 Aether an hour range. Nice. Look at his face. Look at this. Do the math on that for the year, please.
As long as I get one.
As long as I get one.
It's the way he does it. Is though
I've never pre-minted. I've never pre-minted any of my own NFTs for myself. I've never held any. I don't own one of my own mint number ones. So it's definitely like the luck of the RNG. When we do a collab, you'd have to just buy it because I can't pre-mint one.
I'll buy that stuff in a heartbeat. Are you kidding me? That is a lot of Aether per hour. So
yeah, it is.
Let me look here at the website which we use. That is,
I'm going to guess that that's around $20,000 a year.
Ourcalculator.net is where I go for that. Let me pull the screen up here and share it. Ourcalculator.net. I put 10,000 in here. Go. As $1,600 a month. So, dude, that's like what, almost $20,000?
He's at about 20 grand.
Yeah.
Nailed it. Yep. I have a couple collabs that I'm dropping. So there will be one or two NFTs that I have right now that I just haven't gotten a chance to sell because of all the meetings I got stuck in. But I will have one or two more NFTs coming out within the next day or two that will earn that value. And then the next one would eventually be our collab.
Right on.
Fantastic.
You're looking doing a lot of good stuff over there, brother. It looks like you're having a good time. It sounds like never a dull moment in the life of Ken Bosak these days.
Thanks, man. I'm just trying to stay busy. You know, I figure the busier I stay, the less in my head I am. And that's, I just need to get out of my head and into the real world. It's nice to get out of the house and actually travel. Miami was good. I actually stayed 4 days longer than I intended because it was just nice to get out of the house and be around people that weren't worried about wearing a mask or sharing a doobie. It was just, went back in time 2 years to where the world felt normal when I was there. And that's why I'm excited to go back June 3rd and 4th. I wish you guys could come out for the shit show. We got a documentary film crew coming out. We have Ill Mind has said he's coming, who's like an award-winning producer. A few different entertainers and things, names I can't really drop. But the Shitcoin 2021 would be anything but a shit show.
So you're not going to the Bitcoin conference at all.
I'm organizing a protest right out front. Not going. Maximalism. And I mean, we can't have maximalism. We cannot let the adoption phase start with maximalism having a leg to stand on. So we have to kick that one leg, kick that leg out from under them right now.
Okay. Mm. Sweep the leg.
Yep. I'm exactly.
There's
so much opportunity stuff going on in the NFT world and alternative coins, Solana and Polkadot and Ethereum.
They don't want you to take advantage of the opportunities that they got to partake in. They want you to give to their things that they made. Don't make your own. Invest in my thing. Don't make your own thing. Everybody should make their own blockchain. Everybody should make their own NFTs. Everybody should make their own currency.
Go for it. Well, that's a good idea, Travis. Let's do that. Oh, wait, we have one.
Yeah, you do.
Couple ideas already, don't we?
Yeah. Bro, thank you for joining us today, man. And looking forward to this collab. It's going to be great fun.
Yeah, it is. It's actually going to be really interesting the way to see it play out, because I'm interested to see which ones people fight over the most, considering we know how it's going to be. So like, what's going to be their favorite is usually going to be the one that they're going to play in that game. So it's going to be a tell. If we ever do this with somebody, check their wax wallet and we'll know what to play the opposite in the game of the NFT we're doing. Which is sort of a little Easter egg for everybody. You'll go back and watch this and be like, oh, that's what they were talking about.
Right. Awesome, buddy.
Hey, take a bong hit for us, bro.
The dab rig's in the other room. I have a dab rig now. I've evolved from bong to dab.
The evolution of bro. Dude, always good to see you.
Appreciate your time, guys. Thanks for having me on. And oh yeah, check out NFTforsale.com and shitcoin2021.com if you want to come out to Miami and hang out.
There you go.
Bye-bye. Have a day.
Thanks, buddy. Take care. He's great, man. I love the NFT collection that him and his community have come up with. They're fun.
Fun little animated, cute little cartoon things.
Yeah. Speaking of fun and animated little cartoon things, I ran across I'm always looking at the independent stuff that's being created. And I really like to feature some of these guys on the show when I spot them. And I spotted one here about 10 days ago that made me lol. I raffle mowed. Look at this. The damn The Tasty Corn Chips, tastiest NFTs ever created in these little corn chip packs. And with us is the damn creative studio owner, Matt. What's happening, damn Matt? You're on, bro. You're live. You're
he must
bad.
Not be able to hear us. Can you hear us?
He's starstruck at the moment. He can't believe that he's meeting Travis Wright.
Hello, hello.
Well, we'll let him figure out his
stuff. There we go.
There you are.
How are you guys?
Hey, what's good. Happening, man?
Sitting here packing shit. I'm nervous as hell, dude.
Why?
This is my first ever NFT. I found out about NFTs 5 weeks ago. And I basically got convinced by a friend of mine, Deadhead, who sells his NFTs to get on this with these little characters that I made. And yeah, in 5 weeks, I've been learning from you guys, listening to your show, and learning from him. He's dragged me through it, kicking and screaming, holding my hand every way, all the way through. And now I'm finally releasing something, talking to you guys, the guys I've been listening to for 5 weeks, learning about this shit. And yeah, I'm my hands are shaking and I'm sweating and I'm loving every second of it.
That's well, beautiful. don't be nervous. We're just two dudes talking NFTs and, you know, we love this stuff. And I saw this and I thought there's some really great style to what you've created here.
Thanks, man. I don't know where this idea came from. I just envisioned it like this is about a year ago, maybe more. Envisioned it on in a frame up on a Mexican restaurant wall with a little price tag on it, and never happened. I ended up putting it on a website called Redbubble and tried to sell it on T-shirts. I sold one. I sold a nice. I sold a James Cornfield T-shirt. like I said, I've been dragged in this kicking and screaming and. And I'm hoping that people like the style as much as you guys did.
Yeah, I'm looking through these right now. So it's like, I mean, who doesn't like tasty chips? And like, these are the best tastiest chips ever as NFTs. So like, what are the flavors we got here? We got a lot of different characters. It looks like we got some corn stars. We got some different styles of chips. Oh, here's the James Cornfield. Nice. Ozzy Osbourne. That's perfect. Cornholio. He needs CCs for his bunghole.
Okay. Yeah, the whole idea of it is just to get a laugh out of everyone. It's made for fun. I had no idea what sort of money NFTs make. I mean, I heard these stories after I first heard about NFTs. I heard these stories about things selling for $6 million. And that's just like, for me, it made me more confused about what these things were. And then, like I said, with my friend Deadhead, he showed me the wax chain and how everyone's selling trading cards on there. And he said these would be perfect for it. So, yeah. Mm.
These are funny, too. I mean, you're clever with, you know, the puns.
Yeah, Joel's corn, a big pun Chippendales. Guy. Yeah. I saw Cheezus. You could have Cheezus in the 12 chip cycles.
Yeah,
oh,
man.
My gosh.
And at the last dinner, and they're all dipping chips and salsa. It's perfect.
Holy guacamole! This is fan. So you have four variations here. What are you calling these four variations?
Okay, so the base one I'm just calling Matt, as in not shiny. Then you got silver, gold, and holographic. All of them are static. Like I said, I only found out about these 5 weeks ago, so I haven't had time to learn how to animate yet. If this is successful, Series 2 comes out, I'll definitely make sure we've got some more tasty movements happening with these guys.
You mean when it's successful? Because I'm gonna call upon the Nifty Show community, you NFT lovers. These independent projects, you know, they don't get the front and center on Atomic Hub. They don't get the attention of Wax for promotion. And so that's why I like to, you know, find these and bring them to you. And you don't have an actual tastycornchips.com, do you? It's dayum.com.au. You should register something that's got corn chips in it and a .com so that it redirects to this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Corn chips, NFTs or something.
Yeah, I definitely will. Like I said, I've only known this about this for a few weeks, so it was a spur of the moment thing. I already had most of the characters already, so I just turned them into playing cards, put them on my normal business website, which I haven't even finished building, to tell you the truth. I'm a graphic designer and sign writer by trade, and it was just like a little side hustle. I mean, I've got my plotter here, cut some stickers for people, and designed race cars on iRacing for people. And that's all that was meant for. And yeah, like in this short amount of time, I've managed to build these, and I'm 100%. I'll make sure there's a website ready.
We want people to be able to find these. And actually, you know, what you do is you take all the drops together, 30755, 30756, and 30758.
And there's a link at the top of that website where it's the wax link there. That'll take you to all.
It's
all
there. Drops. So you've got them all here. When did these go on sale then?
Four hours,
gang.
Oh, well, the other one already sold out, huh?
I did a couple of promo drops.
Okay.
And I had 1,000. This is one thing. I swear it made me cry to watch this. I had 1,000 free ones that just got sucked up in 60 seconds. And then I had 30 of these other ones. I did a collab with Deadhead to say thank you. And I put his face on a corn chip and I put them up for $10 each. And overnight I woke up, I had $300 in my wax account. And like off an initial investment of $30 to get started and seeing that sort of money roll in, I was just dumbfounded. So yeah, it's a crazy ride, man.
That'd be fun to have Joel and myself be a corn chip because we're super corny.
Oh, go do you mean Travis? Do you mean like this?
What? Look at us.
He actually asked me. He said, can I make you and Travis into a corn chip? I said, absolutely. So who are these characters?
Oh my god.
Sorry, what was that?
What did you call these two here?
Oh, it's Joel Korn and Travitos Wright.
Nice. So, Travis, if you look in your wallet, there's only three of these, and you have mint number one. I have number two. Yeah.
I held on to number three. I liked it too much. I had to make the third one.
So these are the rarest corn chips in the world.
Exactly.
we need to put that on the show card for today because that's perfect.
Right, absolutely. Let's do that. Look at these guys,
dude. They're yours. You can do whatever you like with them.
I love it, man. Great job. I saw that and I went, damn.
Those are
some tasty chips right there. Don't eat us.
Yeah. So you can see the odds here on the website at damn.com.au. But if you scroll down past all of the characters, it looks like you've also got a burn mechanism here that you can upgrade to silvers, to golds, and then the holographics.
Yeah, you'll notice that these packs will be overloaded with base cards. I did that on purpose. I've seen some people talking within the communities about being able to trade with each other and burn up and not have to keep buying packs. I think I've worked this out where there's an even balance mathematically, and my math is horrible, so I'm probably totally wrong. But if you collect three of each type of card, you can move up to the next card. So three bases will make a silver, three silvers make a gold, and so on. And you won't be stuck there sitting with all these duplicates. But you can make a decision to either burn the three to move up to the next card or burn six and you'll get a signature card, which I've gone and destroyed all 72 cards with my disgusting signature over the top. But I actually have a video on YouTube where you can actually see all 72 cards get signed by hand because I did them all individually. It's not just a copy and paste moment.
Oh, wait, I see what you're talking about here. Yeah, this is you actually signing them right there.
Yeah, that's right. I don't know. I don't know if that's going to add value or not, but they're very rare. And I think the holographics there's only five of, and these base ones there's 20 of. So like first in, best dressed.
Very cool. Man, that's exciting. So your first NFT launch, man. Best of luck to you, dude. That's exciting. It's a little corny, I got to tell you, but they're cute.
Dude's cheesy as fuck.
Awesome. You guys go support this project. dayum.com.au. Once you're there on the main page, you can't miss it because he's got it front and center right here. Click that. We'll take you right to the link with all the information where you can buy them right here, where you can open them. This happens if you're watching live at 12 AEST. I was like, what the hell is that? It's like, that's Sydney, Australia time.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I think that works out to be what, between 7 o'clock and 10 o'clock your time in the evening.
It is almost 6 here. So 4 hours, it'll be 10 and 7 on the West Coast. So yeah.
On a Friday night. Good luck on that. Normally launches don't happen on a Friday night. So hopefully the NFT collectors are aware and they're going to snag them.
They are now.
Thanks to you guys. I'm pretty sure I'm in the right boat now.
Right, awesome. Well, thanks for coming on, man. And I'll look forward to celebrating with you when this sells out.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me, guys. Thanks so much. This is, Dude, my hands are still shaking.
The corny cheesy chip of Joel and me. I'm going to add that to the footer. Now that on each one of them, there's going to be the little cheesy corn chip sitting on there.
Totally.
It's going to be, it's now in the Bad Crypto Nifty Show Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
That'd be an honor. That's awesome, dude. Thank you.
All right, Matt, take care, man. We'll talk to you soon.
To you guys, take it easy.
Hey, Travis, I think it'd be fun to take like all of the various renditions of, us that have been put. You know, we've got some of them on our show card, right? You can see right there that we've got us behind me in several different areas, but there's other NFTs that have us in. So we should have this wall of shame.
Maybe so. We'll do that sometime. I get divinely inspired. Every time we get one of them, I try to add them to that thing. So it's like, there's just a few that's missing. I know the one that's of us when we were bodyguards, the first one, the very first one really needs to be memorialized better. It's not on that card at all.
Hmm.
But I found the NFT. I found the PSD of them the other day when I was doing some research. So we're good.
So we got a couple pieces of news to cover here. The first one is an update on the Quid app. This is incredible. Let me show you this. If you guys have not bought Blockchain Heroes and Quid yet, Quid is a digital collectible app. This is their website version, which is a little different than the app. It's market.onquid.com where you can buy, sell, but the app itself is where you get these packs. This is like for the secondary market. It has been a week since Blockchain Heroes. The first 10 cards from series one came out, and look at this. We are the top brand ahead of Marvel, Star Trek, Atari, Panini, and Rick and Morty for the last 24 hours.
And we have been for like the last week. Have you changed that for the last week?
Look at this. After all of the top sales in the last 24 hours have been from these cards, which are amongst the first mintables on Quid, that you'll be able to take them off app and mint them to blockchain. I don't have the details yet how or when you're going to be able to do that, but it's coming.
Dude, I've not even seen that Genesis Group A Award one.
Isn't that cool?
Look at this guy. It's like that pink enchanted version.
Look at that.
That is badass.
So this is an award. Like this was given to a very limited number of people who had scored the most points in completing collections.
Hmm. So what's that called? Genesis Award?
Yeah, Group A Award number one. And this one's been sold. Somebody paid $100 for it. I've seen cards go for several hundred dollars already. So, but what they just did while the show has been going on is cards 11 through 20 from series one are now available. And that includes Renegade, Courage, Great Gecko, Exchange, Super Stomp, The Oracle, Felonious, Cypherpunk. Those are the 10 that you can get now, and you can use your coins. I'm going to pull my background off here so I can actually show you what it looks like here in the app. Me and my natural habitat. So when you go in the app, you could see right here that with in-app coins, you tap buy. And let me turn my sound on. Opens it up, and then out come the cards. Silver Scientist too. and they each have a mint number you can see up at the top. So you can complete your collection that way. But if you want guaranteed cards, then you pay fiat to get those.
Yeah, I'm actually uploading my my quid thing right now because I want to snag one of those. You know, if I'm looking at the collections in there and what's been sold already, like those are impressive. Like, so that, I seriously, a lot of those are going for some pretty high dollars.
Yeah, we are definitely the audience at Quid is really digging us. And I know Craig Gonzalez shared with me that he completed the Golden Collection. He posted in the Discord or the Telegram that he had them all. I'm like, that's what I'm talking about. That's heroic. That's taking it seriously.
Dude, these are great.
Aren't they beautiful?
I'm blown away by these some of the style on these cards. Mm-hmm.
So here's the next piece of news. We were supposed to have a guest today by the name of one Gary Vaynerchuk, but he was not a guest today. And that was because two reasons. One, he couldn't be here today. And Gary is doing an NFT launch. And two, we've already spoken with him and we did 45 minutes with him yesterday on video. The whole thing is recorded and we're going to be releasing a special bonus Nifty show on Monday. It's going to come out around the usual time, 6-7 o'clock or so at night on the East Coast. And it's a great show. He's just so transparent and authentic and just Gary talking about his release that's coming up probably Tuesday of V Friends.
Yeah. And this was going to be, he was going to come on. We were going to record for about 15 minutes and Gary was just so generous with his time. And he's just so passionate about this space because, you know, those of you who know Gary and know his story, like, he started out at a really early age selling baseball cards and sports memorabilia, going to those card conventions that used to happen all the time. Like during the weekends, he'd go and sell and trade baseball cards. And then, you know, he got into, you know, with doing his wine library on YouTube and then building up his persona and social media and then making all these amazing investments that he's done over time. And he says he's really been really studying the crypto space for, you know, the last 3, 4, 5 years, but he just wanted to get it right and made sure that when the time was right to come out and start talking about it. And he's just really bullish on these NFTs, Joel.
Yeah, I think he's going to kill it. I love, we'll wait for you to see the interview to tell you more about how he's executing this, but these are not just digital collectibles. There's nothing in the set that is just a digital collectible. Everything has something real world attached to it, and you're not going to want to miss it. If you're not yet subscribed to the Nifty Show, then if you watch on YouTube, hit subscribe and hit the little bell, and then hit yourself if you don't, because you don't want to miss this. It will premiere. So when it goes live on YouTube, it will come up as a premiere and debut for the first time concurrently with the show going live in podcast form on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and Google Play.
Yeah. Great interview. I tell you what, he really dove into a lot of stuff. We had a great conversation with him. I think it will probably be probably the most listened to and viewed episode up to date of the Nifty Show, I would say.
I think you're right. And finally, as we end up, I would be remiss if I didn't mention my little pet project that is coming on Monday. The crazy eggs are on their way, which means bad puns are going to be everywhere. They already are in the Telegram. Travis has had just about enough of all the excitement. I think he might say it's excruciating.
You're not going to be giving these puns during dinner tonight, are you?
I might. You never know. Yeah, Travis is.
You know what? I might have something to do. I got some laundry or something to do.
We're gonna have breakfast for dinner, though.
Oh, for real?
Okay. We're gonna have scrambled eggs. TheCrazyEggs.com. This is a little pet project I've put together. Very simple project. It goes live at noon Eastern time on Monday at TheCrazyEggs.com. You'll be able to collect any of 20 eggs. They come 6 to a carton. And then you can blend them or scramble them to get a new 3D collector's edition. Sorry, not sorry. These are the cartons. And you'll be able to 2 hours after when the sale ends, it's a 2 hour all you can eat sale. Then you will be able to crack your cartons and scramble your eggs. It'll be a fun little race. They're only $5 a carton. I wanted to make it less than the price that most people are charging right now. I mean, we're seeing some crazy prices, Trav. And what was the, I think the Godzilla was the most expensive, right? It was 30 cards for $100.
I think that was right. Yeah. Something like $3 and some per pack, yeah, per card.
$3.33 a card. They might have overdone it on that just a little bit.
Yeah. So yours is what, about what, $1 a card or less than that?
Less. You get six cards for $5. So whatever math that works out to. And then you're going to burn them. You're going to scramble them. And
yeah,
bring BYOB though. Bring your own bacon.
This is going to be your favorite part. You're going to just keep doing these, aren't you?
Orange, you glad?
You love those jokes. It's like a perfect set for you.
Only if the squeeze is worth the juice.
There you go. I'm buying up all these. I'm buying up all the Blockchain Heroes cards. $10 for 50 of them.
And you might get a low mint in there. They're super valuable. So that's it for now, guys. The next episode of Bad Crypto comes out Sunday night. And we've got some exciting news for fans of Badcoin in that one. And then Monday will be the Nifty Show with Gary Vaynerchuk. And we're going to push the Nifty news to Wednesday for next week, since we've got the special Gary V show. Also, starting next week, the live Nifty Show is changing days. We've decided to take Fridays off now that we're in Puerto Rico and there's all this beauty around us. It's like, damn it, we're not going to work every single day. So starting next week, the Nifty Show will be live on Thursdays at the same time, 5 o'clock Eastern. So if you miss it on Thursday and you come looking for us on Friday, all you're going to get are replays.
Yeah, because we're going to put up stuff on the various different days of the week. And why not? Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, we're going to work Friday through Sunday, take a 3-day weekend every week, because why not?
Yeah, because we work hard for the money.
It makes sense,
honey. All right, thanks for watching, everybody.
So you better, we appreciate you. Treat her right.
We're going to dinner. I don't know where yet, but Travis, I'm waving to you like from half a mile away.
All right, brother. See, I'm gonna. I just got to get a couple more of these to complete the set. I've got the one and only Renegade. I've got Courage. Great Gecko, Exchange, Super Stomp, The Oracle. I got Felonious. I got Cypher Funk. And then I got to get a couple other ones that, because they're mixed. Oh, and I got Silver Scientist.
And I got, did you know, Travis, ones that you can create storyboards on the app? Like, here's my profile, Minor Profit, and you can create storyboards. You're not looking. I'm showing you stuff.
Well, look, I'm missing one. I don't know which one I'm missing. They're not showing
look at
up
my
on the
storyboard.
Thing.
Look at this.
Hold on, I'll look at your storyboard. Oh, okay. So, oh, you made a storyboard for you to be able to sell cards? Yeah, that's what people use when they're putting those on the collection thing to sell them.
Right. Right. They're storyboarding. So you can, it's basically like creating a story on the app, so you can have friends that are following you and stuff like that. So it's fun. You know, Quid needs a little bit of work, but I think that you know, they've had 7 million users, so they must be doing something right.
All right, I think I got the whole set done now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Boom, I got them all. Hot off the presses. So then what's the deal now? You got to keep getting more and more to be able to have the ones that have the biggest collection after X amount of time, and then it allows you to get in some of the other ones?
Yeah, they call it a chase, and there's a leaderboard for it, and it lasts for a certain amount of time. And then the surprise packs that feature the rainbow border variations drop at a time during the day that you don't know what it's going to be. So it's really a good idea to have your notifications turned on in the Quid app, because the moment a surprise drops, notification goes out, and they go in like a minute. They're really hard to get. So, but it's a fun chase, and I'm getting them now as well. I'm using the in-app tokens to buy them because I've spent a lot of money on the tokens to have them. and why not? All right, that's going to conclude the show, everybody. Thanks for watching. We'll catch you next time.
Appreciate you.
Be nifty. You have to be nifty if you're going to stay nifty.
So be nifty. So
if you're not nifty,
get nifty, then be nifty, and then stay nifty.
And then eat nifties for dessert.